So retirement's going to be really different for you and I. It could be this year, it could be next year, but it's going to be very different.
Yeah, we talk a lot about the financial aspect of retirement, but we don't really talk about the human side of it and how it is going to be different for both of us, even if we think about our journey to retirement. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah, so thinking about it, I moved, didn't I, from a job where I was doing, 60 hours a week, horrible, traveling a lot. And then I moved down a level to a job that wasn't quite as tough. And now I've moved down a level again, significantly reduced my salary, but in a much more easy, comfortable place, aren't I? I don't think you've done that really, have you, in your career?
No, I haven't. No. I went from working full time. I did part-time work when the children were small. And then for the last 10 years, I'm full-time. But maintaining that level of, a job that stretches me. I wouldn't say it's particularly stressful. I wouldn't say, I found it particularly stressful. But it is a stretch. I haven't...
And it's still, 40 hours a week.
Yeah, still 40 hours a week, yeah.
I think as men and women both approach retirement, if possible, it would be great to either have a job which is less intense stress-wise or has less hours, I think. Definitely. I know I've managed to do that at two different steps, haven't I? But I think for you, is that something that's more difficult for women or is it very particular to us as a couple, do you think?
I don't know. I honestly can't answer that. It's, our career paths have been different. You were, as you say, working 60 hours, traveling a lot. I'd never done that, but I'm not slowed down either. But that said, right now, I don't feel like I need to slow down.
Yeah, that's good then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I already have slowed down. You're in a position where you felt you really need to, so that's not too bad then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what one of the concerns, isn't there, is that, people, you meet new people and they say to you, so what do you do, Tracy?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to be a concern when you...
You do worry, don't you? When you turn around and say, well, I'm retired, are their eyes going to glaze over and go, she spends all their days making cakes and drinking tea? But you know what? I've earned retirement. I've worked hard for the last 40 whatever years. I've worked really hard to retire. Just because you're not working, it doesn't mean you're not contributing to society. You can get a new purpose. Your work life doesn't define who you are.
Mm. Yeah. You know what? I've stopped asking people what they do. I just think it narrows people to their career. And quite a while ago, I purposely said to myself, if I meet new people, I'm not going to ask them what they do. I'll ask them other things about, them and the family and that kind of thing. And what they do as a job, if it comes up, it comes up. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Because that's not the defining thing for people. And I think in retirement, I completely agree with you. I've earned that. It's a pride moment. So yeah. I've got through it. And now I'm doing things for me. It's retirement.
Yeah. Get your new purpose. Yeah. Mm. I think another thing as well, when you think about, that could be a worry when you think about leaving the workplace, is your friendships and your relationships. You work with people on a daily basis. You meet the coffee machine conversations. That all kind of comes to an end. It doesn't have to. If you want to you can keep those relationships going, but you have to make the effort. And I have to be honest, that's not a major concern for me or you, I don't think, Eric, because we've got great friendships from our careers. The people we've worked with over 10, 20 years ago, haven't worked with them for 20 years, we're still really good friends.
And we still meet up with them regularly, don't we? And in the current workplace, I haven't really developed them kind of deep relationships, and neither do I particularly want to before I leave. So that's not a concern that I'm particularly worried about at all.
Yeah.
Probably when I do leave work, I miss a few people. I work with some nice people, but I won't be desperately trying to rekindle and relationships, I don't think.
Another thing people talk about is that fear of boredom and not being able to fulfill your days. You know, lots of people say, oh, I don't know how I had time to work because they're so busy in retirement, you know, maybe looking after elderly parents, grown up children, maybe grandchildren, developing new hobbies.
Yeah, this could be a point where it's very different for men and women. Obviously not in all instances, but, you know, I'm thinking about the people I know who've retired, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is common, that females do find themselves restricted in the amount of spare time they get because they have more of an involvement in managing adult children's settling down from university or whatever it is that they're doing. And then also probably for lots of women, involvement in looking after elder parents as well. You know, if you, I don't know what you think about that as a woman, but from looking outwards, I can see that potentially happening more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's also nice to be able to spend more time with your elderly parents and your children and settling them in. I'm worried because I don't have a great deal of hobbies, and I think this might be wrong, and please do comment. And I don't think females generally have lots of hobbies because our life's kind of been working, bringing up children, home. And I know I'm talking very traditional roles here, and I do know it's changing, but, you know, from my personal perspective, that's been my role. Mm. It's been very traditional. I don't have a great deal of hobbies.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, I'm on the hunt for new hobbies. You know, I'm really trying to delve deep inside and think, but what do I really want to do with my time? What can fulfill me? I do know I want to do some charity work. I mean, I love animals. I would love to do some sort of charity work with that at some of the local charities here. But then, you know, what else? What is going to fulfill me? And, you know, it's a real privilege to be able to have that time to say, this is what I want to do and I'm doing it for me.
Absolutely.
You've got loads of hobbies.
I've got a ton of hobbies. I think I'm the opposite, really, is I really want to spend more time on relationships and people and my house. I have so many hobbies. I don't know how I'll fit my work day in. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to continuing with all them hobbies and improving them. But at the same time, I need to carve out time in the day. I've not been great at keeping up some of the family relationships I kind of wish I had, and you know, I want to carve out a lot of time for getting fitter as well. You know, we both talked, haven't we, about getting a combined gym membership of some kind, and you know, spending a fair amount of time outside,
mm-hmm.
You know, as well, walking the dog, that kind of thing, getting ourselves more healthy. So it's not been a fear for me, other than I've got too many hobbies, but I do recognise. For you, that, you know, I've got a house full of gadgets and musical instruments and all kinds of stuff, whereas as you don't really go in for that kind of thing.
No, I'm definitely an outdoors person. But yeah, you know, I am looking to expand hobbies.
Yeah, and I'm very much an indoor person. So I've got to force myself to get out more. And you've got to find some hobbies that are not just because. You know what, if you retire in June, you've got this honeymoon period of like 4 months of summer, haven't you? You can get out a lot, but then you've still got to have a great time between October, November, December, January, February. That's a long period where we will have some disruptive weather if we stay in the UK.
Well, I was just about to add that there will be holidays, but and there might be extended holidays. But yeah, I've got to find something I can do even when the weather's bad.
You know what? I don't think it's a one-time event, retirement, is it? I was thinking about this the other day, and I think it's quite similar in a way to get married. You prepare for the big event, you have the big event, it's amazing, and then some point in the next few weeks, you've got to go, well, what do we do now? It's, you know, we've done that. Let's make a life for ourselves. And retirement, in a way, is similar, isn't it? You know, you get through that, oh, we've retired, we'll do a bit of a cruise or something to celebrate, and we'll celebrate with friends, and then we go, right, let's settle in and make and you like freely, I think.
Yeah. Let's stop planning retirement and let's be retired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people I find talk about retirement as if it's giving up. And it's not for me. If I was looking at it this way, I'd say, throughout my career, I've been too busy to change the world. I'm not someone who's always wanted to change the world. But if I wanted to change the world, it could have been while I was working 60 hours a week. Now, when I'm not working 60 hours a week, if I choose that I want to change the world, I've got the time to do it and no excuse.
Yeah, yeah. And choose where and how to make an impact,
yeah,
rather than focus on earning a living.
Yeah,
it's all about that change of purpose. I don't believe it to, you know, it is a stepstone into a different phase of your life, but by no means the end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, changing the world when I was 20 probably looked like becoming a Richard Branson and, you know, getting involved in political causes that had big impact on the world. But changing the world for now, me, means changing the world to the people that are around me. It's changing the world for the best of my kids, changing the world for the best of my family and my friends and my next door neighbours. You know, their word impacts are really made, I think. You know, Elon Musk, you know, has created a great car maybe, but, you know, what are his personal relationships like? Does he leave people feeling better about themselves? For me, it's a lot more than being a top entrepreneur, changing the world.
That's a really nice sentiment. I like that.
So 2025, we made it here. Let's make it to the end. Hey, Trace.
Yeah.
And
see where we are.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We are going to keep up with the videos this year. It's a big year for us. Retirement's in the headlights now. And we want to keep you up to date with what's going on with us, and hope to see you on the next one.
Bye, guys. Thank you.